So, welcome to episode number 42 of the Low Carb Universe show. This one I would love to call, Is There Life After LCU 18? Hello, hello, Anna. Are you there?
I am here. Hi, Bitte. How are you? I am still a little bit, I don't know, on cloud number 9, but exhausted and also a little bit sick, as you can hear.
Yes. But,
apart from that, I am fabulous.
Yeah, the same here. And I can't describe it. My feelings been going like up and down from happy to super happy, I can tell you.
It's like a happiness roller coaster.
We did the best thing ever Sunday when we had said goodbye to all the guests and speakers. We went home to my place. We put on some cozy clothes and we died in my sofa watching some really bad movies.
Super bad movies, but they were needed at the time.
Yes. It had the intellectual level I could cope with at that moment. So
yeah, I think same here.
Yeah, yeah. But otherwise...
So for those who weren't there,
yeah,
Bitte, what did we do at LCU 18?
Oh, we did so many things. We had nice, super wonderful food. We had wonderful guests and lovely speakers. And we had lectures. We had popular workshops. And we talked and we cried and we hugged. Yes, and connected. Yeah. Sort of. What do you think we did?
I agree on all points above. I'm also very happy that so many people got into the... Because we have that as a big point, our movement workshops. And I'm so happy that so many people took part in them and actually took the opportunity to move their booties a little bit. And I loved seeing that, especially after sitting a whole day. But seriously, the standard of this year's, if we can be a little bit honest and also biased, the standard of this year's was amazing.
Yes.
Like, it was out of this world.
It was. And we have to say that last year was like super awesome.
Yeah.
And this was like super duper awesome.
Yeah, well, it was the next level, really. And we had a lot of questions, of course, throughout the event, and all the speakers had questions and stuff. If we were filming and were going to put out the lectures online somewhere on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking, yeah, sure, we can do that. That's fine. But there's so much more that you're missing.
Yes.
If you're only going to these events because of the information, I think personally you're going there for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more. And, you know, these amazing connections with people and sitting there talking about something completely different with people from the other side of the world. And you're just like, you're just connecting with them. And that's, for me, the important part of going to these events, even my own, yes. But anyway, no, I don't think it is. The information given and the shared and everything there is amazing and is a very high quality and is great. Yeah. But I don't know if that is the biggest pulling point. And no. I really got that into my mind when someone was like, well, are you going to share all the lectures on YouTube? Well, we could have, but that's just a part of it.
They will miss all the, because as we say, when you're at a conference and you sit all day without any workshops, you get so full. And when you get home, you start to get questions. You're wondering, did I hear right? Or what did the other one thinks? And you can discuss this inside, in place. And that will make it so much more rewarding. Yeah. And let me tell you, also for the speakers, because quite a lot of speakers told me that it's a fantastic opportunity for them to be able to talk to people, their audience, in this way. It's very intimate.
And each other.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Because at other events, they're just pulled away by someone or something that they need to do or someone has a question or something and then no one else has a chance. Whereas here, because it is more intimate and we are a smaller group and it is more accessible, they do have a completely different chance to both network with guests and other of the speakers.
Yeah, a lovely atmosphere, and it was very intimate. And what we heard from both speakers and guests, it's like, I'm truly amazed. We are doing so much more than we thought we were doing.
I know. I don't think we quite realized ourselves. How much we are doing and how much we, I mean, being told by world leaders within low carb that you're changing the world, like how many times does one person have to cry in a week? That it was incredible. And all the feedback that we've gotten is just mind-blowingly beautiful.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting here going like, wait, did we do this?
We didn't have the intention to, but it's just we are so happy that we can do it, because we are doing it, that it's a higher level. The wonderful guest that came up to me and told me that this sort of changed her life.
Yeah.
Like giving such a kick, like a boost.
Absolutely.
You should know that everything we get told, all these good critics, fantastic things, it makes us even more convinced that we are on the right track.
That it also makes us ugly cry, but that's a different thing.
Yeah. But that makes us human, darling. So
yes,
yeah, a lot of ugly crying, but
it's part of the process.
It truly is. So thank you for all your kind words and messages and everything we've received.
But blown away. Yep. Anyway, let's move on.
What about the highlights of the lectures? It should take like 2 hours to go through them all. So we got to. What do you think? Give me a name.
I would, of course, the one lecture that actually made me cry was, of course, Ali Alawati, the internist from Oman.
Yeah.
Because his lecture on low carb for type 1 diabetes is, of course, very, very close to my own heart.
Yeah.
And he brought up so many things that it just triggered a whole shitstorm in me, you know, of anger and disappointment and hope for the future. But at the same time, you know, feeling hopeless for the people who are diagnosed today and don't get the right information and blah, blah, blah. It was just this like whole emotional storm that just started. So his presentation will definitely be very memorable.
One that I didn't go crying, but I could recognize myself. It was Vanessa Spina, a ketogenic girl, when she was talking about her experiments with carnivore diet. And we experienced likewise things. And also the fact that one fact that our hair and nails are growing like crazy.
Her presentation was fantastic.
Yes, it was great.
She was amazing to kick off the conference with.
That one, a real super kickoff. The next one on the list.
I have to say, actually, this year's bonus speaker, I did really enjoy Dr. Eric Westman's presentation.
Yeah.
He has this magic capability of keeping things fresh.
Yeah,
you know, it's never the same presentation.
He's always updated.
Yeah, always updated and always tailored to the event that he's at. So that is very, very appreciated by us organizers, I think.
Absolutely.
And
super,
he's a kahoot
super
to have around anyway. So that's
Surely. It was too bad he couldn't stay the whole event. He's amazing, yes. And also Belinda Fettke. Presentation, it like all jaws dropped in the lounge where we had the lectures. She had this one she has been working on for so long, and I think it was the first time she ever had a lecture on this. Yeah. And she has been going back in history and looking at what we know the history of the big companies, like they have too much influence on the dietary advices. But she also went further back, and her conclusion is that the Church of the Seventh Advent, the church has a lot of influence on the companies that influences the dietary advices. I just, oh yeah, but then she showed us everything and the connections and everything, and I was like, oh my.
Yeah, no, at first it really sounded like a conspiracy theory.
Exactly, but she's too smart. She has to have papers and everything that really confirms. She wouldn't put on everything that just is something she created in her mind.
No, absolutely not.
No, that was really interesting.
Yeah, and just how she, you know, had realized this and gotten the answers through her research for the past 4 years, because, of course, her husband, Gary Fettke, who's also there.
As a free man,
which is nice. And they are so cute together.
Oh, anyway, they are.
Yeah, side note. Mm. But anyway, through her fight to make him free again, she's come across this research, and it's mind-boggling how this has been allowed to go on because of a religious group.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, fabulous lady.
Yes, what a power lady. I love her.
Yes, she sure is.
I love her still.
And you have a wild card.
Yes, this year's wild card speaker. Because at these, when we do organize these events, sometimes we get emails from people who are prospective speakers. And some of them were like, oh, okay, that's really nice. And some of them were like, oh, my world, I don't think you understand at all what we're doing. Anyway, but this guy wrote to us earlier this year. He's like, hi, my name is Javier. I study ketogenic and low carb diet for schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, huh. That is a very up and coming subject, I think. And for, you know, neurodegenerative diseases, of course, all the other ones, and of course also mental health and proper nutrition, I think, is a very big area that is coming up now soon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he was, I have to say, you really did notice that he is a teacher, that he has students, because
he's a scientist.
Yeah, definitely that. Yeah, you should see the notes from his workshop.
Oh,
they were like more like artwork than anything else.
Yeah.
But his lecture he kept it very light. Fine, it was science-based and everything was very sciencey, but he kept it fresh and he had jokes, you know, and he could, you know, lighten it up a little bit because it's a heavy topic. So I was very happy that he was available to come and teach us a little bit more about this.
And one thing I think we should add when it comes to Javier, he hasn't bought all the keto stuff.
No, he isn't actually keto himself all the time.
No, exactly. And I think it's very sane to have people amongst you that aren't that like, what you call salvation. They aren't totally into it, because you need like to someone to ask those tricky questions.
Yeah, you need, like, in order to get forwards with all of this and all our knowledge and everything, we need to have questions from the outside, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going to become this little sect.
Yeah.
And this group that just agrees with everything that everyone else is saying.
And then we'll get stuck.
I think that is dangerous.
Yes, it's very dangerous. So thank you, Javier, for what you did.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He was one of a couple of people who had questions, like really about keto.
Yeah.
What about you? You have another one.
Yes, I have the last one. Tommy Runesson from Sweden. He is the normal guy with a lot of experience, and people love him because he's so easy, and he is on a level that is suitable for everybody, and he's talks about personal stuff. And this year's lecture, because he also spoke at LCU 17, but this year's lecture, I think, was better than last year because he took up something that could be very difficult for some people to do, because he's been gaining weight.
Yeah.
He's known as Mr. 50% because he lost half his weight by going keto and LCHF. But the last year, 1.5 years, his weight has been increasing, and he brought that up in his lecture. And I think many of the guests felt, oh, wow, he's talking about something I myself are going through, or I heard people.
He's very relatable in that way.
He's so very relatable.
And I think that's why his lectures are again and again very popular.
Yes, and also his workshop. Last year, his workshop was like 1.5 hours filled with people listening and talking to him. And he's so open. So great effort from Tommy.
Yeah, I think so too. He was amazing. Yeah, of course, there's a lot of... I would love to mention every single speaker in this, because they were so fantastic, every single one of them. And I'm so grateful and humble and honored that they all made the journey to come to this little island in this little ocean in the world to come and join us. And I wish I could just mention everyone and everything and stuff, but that will have to come, I think, a bit later.
Yeah. We keep on going a few hours, a couple of hours more. So, And so what's going on now then?
Yes, of course, we can't just dwell in the past with LCU 18, although we are very happy about it. And it was such a success. And all the feedback is, of course, overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
So we're very happy about that. But we can't be in the past for too long, because we do actually have future events coming up.
Yes, we do. And the first one in March, Keto Ladies 2019.
Oh, the Keto Ladies.
We just have to do another one. We launched it before LCU 18, but we want to remind you that that one is on.
Yeah, and that will be, of course, focusing on women's health from a low-carb perspective, just like last year. New speakers, different speakers that we will start announcing shortly. Yeah. But in comparison to last year, you can already get your ticket now. So if you are interested in women's health, whether you're male, female, or don't identify with any of the classical gender roles, please do consider joining us, because women do make up more than half of the Earth's population, and our health is kind of a little bit important.
It's tiny, weeny. Yes.
So if you want to learn more about women's health from a low-carb perspective, then do join us from the 7th till the 10th of March in Mallorca.
Of course. And then in June, in Sweden this time.
I can't believe this.
We are having a conference totally focusing on diabetes.
Yes.
That is cool, Hanna.
It really is. And it's another niched event from us, because we really feel that that's where the future is, having niched events and people who are really interested in a certain topic, so that they can all get together and discuss and get further and improve themselves and improve other people's lives and everything. Because these are our signature events. The LCU events are fantastic and I love them.
Yeah.
But sometimes throughout the 4 days, you're a little bit confused about what is actually going on. Like, what are we talking about now? Who, what, where, when? It's a little bit confused, especially because you and I have to keep track of everything.
Yes.
Everything that is going on at once.
Maybe the guests aren't that confused. It could be us.
So we're doing this for our own benefit. Yes, but the diabetes event is going to be equally spectacular. New location, as Peter said, in Sweden, outside of Stockholm.
Not far from the airport.
Not far from the airport at all. And we are super excited, because we have some really top-notch names joining us there too.
Yes.
And we will launch this webpage and more information very soon as well. Yep. You just have to have a little bit of patience until my cold is a little bit better and our energy levels are back to full.
Yes. This podcast is about what I can do today.
I think, same.
No, but soon we'll be up and running and going again, so no problem.
And also what I really enjoyed with this year's LCU 18, now we're going a little bit back and forth. But
never mind.
I really enjoy that our photographers were so into it.
Yes.
You know, before the event, you may have seen a few pictures of us here and there, and also actually in the title picture of this podcast.
Yep.
You will see an example of some of the photo shoots that we did together, because we've never had like proper pictures for our low carb universe company.
No.
So that's really nice that we have those now. But they were so involved and so lovely, yeah. and they really made it a higher experience. So I want to say a little extra thank you to Magnus and Oti, who really made it a better event, I think.
Yeah, yes, because they contribute.
Yeah, exactly.
With the way they are, and yeah. And they are into it as well.
Absolutely.
The low-carb life, so yeah, absolutely. And of course, Sebastian.
Yes.
Yes, Sebastian, he comes to whatever we do, he's there.
Well, it's also a little bit by force, but yeah.
Yeah, but I think
amazing job. He is our dedicated tech guy and support of all areas, I think, most areas. And he's also our official CTO, of course.
So yeah.
We are very happy and blessed that he is in our company and in our lives. So he helps us.
The same with my husband, Carl.
Yes.
This was the first time he was able to attend an event. And he is not that persuaded, sort of saying, you know, you can't become a prophet in your own hometown, as they say. But he really enjoyed it. He enjoyed the food, the people, and he had a lot of questions, really good questions, and he's also a support behind the scene, sort of. So we have a nice bunch of people helping us.
We really do.
And we do.
As always, our very heartfelt thank yous go out to our speakers, our amazing guests, who are the best us as event organizers could ever wish for.
Absolutely.
And I want to say thank you to you too, Bitte, because without you, I could not do this.
Oh, but the same to you. We are the match made in heaven when it comes to doing this.
We're an event organizing dream team.
Dream team. I think so. Thank you as well, Hanna. So, yeah. The hotel. Hotel is splendid.
Yes. The venue is, of course, the something out of this world. They are a big part of our success, actually.
Yeah. And I think one thing that really made this event even stepping up a bit from last year is that they know exactly what we want now.
Yeah.
They are so into this. So, but now
we're trying
to end the podcast and we're not getting there. So, okay.
And last shout out to the food, of course. The food that is so amazing. But you've heard every single speaker and guest saying this already. So we don't have to say that much.
No.
All low carb, 100% low carb food.
Yeah. Yummy
it
food.
Was delicious.
It was super delicious. Yes.
All right. See you next week.
Okay. See ya. Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.